is demanding a government apology to the thousands of intellectually disabled people who've been abused in state care. The Commission has issued a report detailing some of the abuse that's been suffered by many who were in state care and in state schools. Well, Disability Rights Commissioner Paul Gibson says an apology is necessary and it costs nothing.
An authentic apology, both to individuals who were affected, also to families, but also a statewide apology for the systemic abuse. The prevalence, the amount of abuse, the horrific nature of abuse paints a clear picture that this was systemic. It happened on a large scale.
Well, Bill English reiterated the government's stance on this today. Individuals can have their story heard by the public service and get an apology from the government agency that they believe is responsible.
We found that, you know, for a lot of people, that's a real help to them in dealing with what are often long-term grievances.
Well, Sonia Cooper is a lawyer with Cooper Legal, which has represented more than 1,500 cases of people who have been abused in state care. Hello, Sonia.
Hi there.
There have been some pretty horrific cases of abuse, I think, that would shock many. Can you give us some examples of what some people have endured in state care?
Well, I mean, a great number of the clients that we act for have suffered sexual abuse at the hands not only of staff members, but also at the hands of other people that they've been in care with. And we're talking the most serious levels of sexual abuse, sodomy and rape. We're also talking about very severe physical abuse. So we're talking about full-scale beatings at the hands of staff members, foster parents, other caregivers, to the point of broken limbs, but certainly to the point of welting and bruising. We're talking about children being locked in solitary confinement. So that's both in psychiatric hospitals being locked in solitary confinement or in secure residences and secure units for hours on end, and then being forced to undertake really cruel and severe physical training where they would be whipped and hit and kicked if they didn't comply. So and we're also talking about psychological abuse as well. We're talking about constant put-downs, swearing at them, told they were nothing, told they were going to end up in prison. So it's been long-term kind of physical, psychological and sexual abuse for many of our clients. Yeah,
what's come out in this report is appalling. And we're not talking about, you know, the 1930s here. We're talking about the 1990s. This is recent. The Commission is calling for an inquiry. What's the government's response? What hope of actually having a full inquiry into this?
Well, it seems to me that the government keeps vacillating on this, because after the big presentation on behalf of victims of state abuse on the 6th of July, I think it was, it did seem to me that the government mollified its position somewhat on the absolutely there will be no inquiry, because after that, I mean, in Parliament that very day, Paula Bennett accepted that there had been systemic abuse of children in care. She did modify that by saying in some unspecified institutions. And then a few days after that, Bill English actually said, you know, that they hadn't totally ruled out there being some sort of inquiry. It just wasn't going to be on the sort of full-scale inquiry that Australia, for example, is embarking on. So it is kind of disappointing for me to see the government just wobbling all over the place on whether there is going to be an inquiry or not, depending, you know, how the wind's blowing, really. I think, you know, there is very, very strong support, and I think all other parties, you know, all other parties represented in Parliament strongly support an inquiry. It's just the government that's currently wobbling all over the place. And I think with a body like the Human Rights Commission, supported by a whole lot of people who actually know about this area, saying there should be an independent inquiry, that's what should happen.
As the report says, and, you know, it seems Paula Bennett did concede that it has been systemic, certainly in some institutions, all of this has come out in this report, and we're looking at this inquiry and this pressure on the government. But at the same time, Sonia, what assurances, if any, do we have that this is not continuing, this level of abuse isn't continuing in some of our state care institutions?
Oh, I don't think we have any reassurance about that. And of course, this report focuses on disabled children. And I mean, I think that's actually a really important issue to point out, because they still really haven't had a voice. we've acted for only a very few people who would be considered to be within the disability community, a few from a deaf school, no blind people. We've certainly acted for a few with intellectual disability with support from family or advocates. But that group is largely unrepresented and largely hasn't had a voice. And I think we can say for that group particularly, within whether it's in a psychiatric hospital system or foster care or in a state-run residence, the likelihood of that group being sexually, physically, psychologically abused is probably 90 to 95%. That's what the research would tell us. So that's really significant. So, I mean, for us, we got instructions yesterday from somebody who was born in 1999. So that's a 17-year-old.
Yeah.
And we are acting for more and more clients who are under the age of 30. So
There's no assurances that it's still happening.
None at all. And I think the other thing that's really important to take into account is that the other research tells us it takes on average 22 years for a victim of sexual abuse, certainly, to be able to report that abuse. So there is a long lead-in time between when abuse actually occurs and when it's reported.
Hear about it. Sonia Cooper, appreciate your time. Thank you. Principal at Cooper Legal. Commission wants that inquiry. Horrific, I can tell you. That report makes very grim reading indeed. It's 18 past five.